Gemara Megillah says when you have a Shana Me'uberes, so you have, in a regular year, you have 2 days Purim, you have Yud, Dalet, and Tezvot. So the Gemara says, Lesa Shalzeh Bezeh, Shalzeh Bezeh. That there's an Issa Hesper the Tainus on both days, whether you live in an Ir HaMukhev HaSchaima, or you live in Ori HaProzim. And if you have a Shana Me'uberes, then you have even other Rishon, also all the 4 days, are also behesped with times. So Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, every year he would talk about this, he would say, let's say Pesach is 7 days. Menator, Pesach is 7 days. You can't have the Seder any day you want. Seder has to be the first night. Or let's say Sukkot is a yontif for 7 days till Hashanah Rabbah. And but then Tilas Lulav Menatar is only the first day. Lulav Nitam Bamigdush Kol Shiv Amdini Yom Echad, the first day. When is the Chiyuv Nitilas Lulav Chal? The morning of the first day. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Hilchas Dalad Minim, there's a Rashi Amasech HaSukkah, where the Gemara has a Shaila and a Bayit Le'Shita. There's a Din and Karbonis. If you have a Karbon that's Nira Benitcha, Bechaza Benira, so the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that there's a din of dichay by kochim. The pasuk says if you have a korban, a kosher korban, then it develops a mum. If it then it gets better. So it says ki moshchas behem mum bam. Kol zman that it has the mum, you can be magavik. When it gets better, it is good. So the mashma says that din only applies to mum, but any other situation where you had a korban that was near v'nitcha v'chazav v'nira. It's not acceptable. Why is mum an exception to the rule? So that's a big machlok zatanoim. So the way we paskin is the balachai made in the dochim. The psul of dichay only applies after you did the first avoda. Balachai, you didn't even do. You didn't get to first base yet. You have to do the dalar avoda zatam shchita kabbalah halacha zrik kozban. When you magdush a carbon, you say hareza oela, hareza shlama, hareza chatos, whatever. So it has a kedusha aguf lamizbeach. But then the Gemara says, Sak Mekadosh, when you shecht it, you endow it with an additional level of Kedusha. What do you call that? So you have to invent a new name. So the Merkevis HaMishnah has fame, he says, Kedusha's Korban. So when you make the Kedusha's Pehareza Oil, Hareza Shlomim, it gets a Kedusha Guflam is Be'ach. When you do the Avoid the Rishayna, then it gets a deeper Kedusha, it's called Kedusha's Korban. So the Psul of Dicha only applies on a thing that has Kedusha's Korban. Let's say you have a behemas chulin. I wasn't makdush yet, and the mizbech is nivgam, and you can't be makav any karbonis. And then they fix the mizbech. So you're going to say all the behemas chulin in the world are posel lahakrova because of nira minitcha v'chaz v'nira. So the rishonim say no, it wasn't hekdush yet. The din of dicha only is chal on something that already has kedushas hekdush. Even it has kedushas aguf la mizbech. By behemas and eifers, the Mishnah says when you have the kedusha space, I raise a oila, raise a shlamin, it gets right away the kedusha guflam is bech. But kolzman you didn't do the avoid of rishon of shchita, so it doesn't have the kedusha's carbon yet. So the psul dicha is not chal. So the Gemara has a shaila that psul of dicha. So we paskel like the Tana. The reason why mum oiver is an exception to the rule, din of dicha doesn't apply because balachayim made in doch. Balachayim does mean live animals. If you have a mincha before the kmitza, that's not balei chayim, but the mincha before the kmitza also only has kedusha saguf la mezbech. If you do kiddush kli, by mincha, if you just do kedusha peh, so it only has kedusha damim la mezbech. It doesn't have a kedusha aguf la mezbech. Amenachsu asach mishikidshu bekli. If you put it in the kli, then it gets kedusha aguf la mezbech like a behemah when you have kedusha peh. But it doesn't get the kedusha's carbon until you do the avodah rishonah. There's a long Tosefta and a long Rashi at the beginning of the second parak in Soito, where the Gemara quotes this long Tosefta. The Gemara has the parallel, the Dalar Avodah Sadam, by Yabi Korban, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, have a parallel Dalar Avodah by a Mincha. So by the Mincha also, after you do Kedusha's Kli, the Menachas and Sochman gets a Kedusha Guflam in the back, but it doesn't yet have the Kedusha's Korban till you do the Avodah Rishonah. So Kozman, you didn't do the Kmitza yet, the Din of Dicha will not set in. So the Gemara has that. That's the dinim of dicha. Sugya is about dicha by karbonis. The Gemara in Sugya has it in Bayit Leib Shita. If it's dicha, mekorai by a lulav, by a hadas, that's not dicha. But if you have nira benitcha b'chaz benira, that's an ibayda leiv shita nigemara, whether the psul of dicha, which was originally formulated in the chumash when he gave the korbanos, nivgama mizbeach, and so on, those kind of cases of dicha, whether it applies to tashmishei mitzvah also, or only to korbanos, that's ushanim. So we go l'chumrim. Rashi says, and that gemara, what's the case? You had a hadas and leil sukkahs after sukkahs, because man sukkahs didn't enter yet, so it's not called the chepta shal mitzvah. When leil sukkahs enters, then it's called the chepta shal mitzvah, and it was a kosher hadas. Then it became nifsal in the middle of the night. Let's say anova merube me'alov, it grows a lot of berries on the hadas. And then you pluck them off. It's near Benita v'chaz v'nir. You pluck them off. You're not allowed to. Or let's say they fell off by themselves. Or whatever. They fell off by themselves. So the Gemara has a shaila of near Benita v'chaz v'nir by mitzvahs. So we go to Chumran Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha quotes that the Aruch Laner on Sukkah raises the question on Rashi, but the mitzvah of Lulav only begins in the morning. So how does he call that? The Zman HaMitzvah. Leil Sukkah is not yet the Zman HaMitzvah. So you see that even though they can only fulfill the mitzvah by Yom, but the Mechayv of the mitzvah, the Kedushas HaYom. So Kedushas HaYom begins at night. Leil Sukkah is the Kedushas HaYom is Mechayv. So the Shaila is, when you have, this year they're going to be, the Rishon of the Shenis are going to be 4 days Purim. On a normal year, you have only 2 days Purim. You Dal and Tezvav. So all the days of Purim, either this year, 4 days of Purim. There are 4 days of Purim, but you can't do the mitzvah whenever you don't please. Let's say there are 7 days of Pesach, and you have to eat the Korban Pesach, Laila HaRishon. Can't eat it the other days. There are 6-7 days of Sukkot, and the din Atilas Lul was only Yom HaRishon, not Laila, and not the next day, only Yom HaRishon. So that's, here you have, let's say this year, there are 4 days of Sukkot, 4 days of Purim. And all 4 days are Rasa Behesper V'tainis, that's the Amitavim Amigilis Tainis. But there's going to be a discussion, which day do you fulfill the mitzvah Sayyam? But all 4 days are Rasa Behesper V'tainis, and that's why we don't say Tachna on all the 4 days. So the Gemara has a Machloikis Satanoim. When you have a Shana Mu'uberes, when should you fulfill the mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah and Sudas Purim? Shalach Manas, Matanas Lavianim, when do you fulfill all the mitzvahs? So one opinion is, Em Aviran Allah Mitzvahs. Em Aviran Mitzvahs, take for example like this, I walk into a room and I didn't shake lulav yet. So the first, I walk in the room, the first table I bump into, there's a dalad minim, a kosher dalad minim. Then in the end of the base medrash, there's another set of dalad minim there. So there's a din, Em Aviran Allah Mitzvah. The one that I bump into first, that's the one that I should use to fulfill a mitzvah. Or the Mishnah Merachah says, when they would drive from Yerushalayim, they wanted to make Tziras HaOmer. Or Shtei Alechem, they wanted to use Se'orim for the Omer, or Chita for Shtei Alechem. So the first form that you bump into on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, if it's Roy Lekach, then it's a Dinei Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. Why should you drive further? You already passed by a form that has Chitim and has Se'orim. So use what you have there. That's a ma'bir and ala mitzvah. So the Gemara. So one Tan is of the opinion you should fulfill all the mitzvahs and other rishon. Why should you wait till other sheni? You dalat hezvav or other rishon at Purim. You dalat hezvav or other sheni at Rosh Purim. So you can either do the mitzvah on this Purim or that Purim. So why wait till the next Purim? That's a klal of a ma'bir and ala mitzvahs. We don't paskin like that. We paskin mismach gula legula adifo. Since other sheni is closer to Nissan, and Nissan we're going to celebrate the Gulas Mitzrayim, so it's preferable to celebrate on the second order, and order Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon points out, I'll soon tell in which context, the Gaon points out that you see that Al Pidin, they're all called Purim. All 4 days are called Purim. Otherwise, how do you say, Em Avir and Allah Mitzvahs? Do the mitzvah, the first Purim that you bump into. It's not Purim till order Sheni. So you see the Al Pidin, they're both Purim. Why they both Purim? So that's another discussion. In there used to be an old minig till the Hasidim came and they took over the world. So the minig used to be the days of Balei HaTosfos that people would fast on a yahrzeit. Well, my mother passed away the day after Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. So I thought the minig, I thought it's a universal minig that everybody fasts on a yard side. So the first couple of years it was okay. But then the next year it was again Tish B'Av Shenitra. And it was the day after Tish B'Av Shenitra. I asked my father, he's supposed to fast 2 days in a row. So he said, we don't have that minig. My father's from Hasidish family. So we don't have that minig. Many people don't have the minig at all. They don't fast on a yard side. Because the Zohar says that it's like a chasana. When a tzaddik dies, it goes to the Olam HaEmes, and the Rebbeinu Shlom rejoices over the pure soul who comes back to heaven, like a chassan rejoices when he gets married to the kala. They were waiting so long, and they finally get married. So the chassidim came, and they changed the minig. But that was an old minig. Taisus on the Gemara has that minig. Based on Gemara has that minig, that you fast on the yard. Yom Shemesh Be'aviv, they used to fast. So they used to say Kaddish on the Yartzeit, and they used to fast. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, if a parent died in Chodesh Adar, my father died in Chodesh Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yartzeit design order, my father's Yartzeit Chesod, the day after Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, if my father died in the Shana Pshuta, and one is observing Yartzeit, then the Shana Mabera, so which month do you observe the Yartzeit? Or the Rishon or the Sheni? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machloek to the Mechabed Ramuah, based on a Mishnah in a dorm. What's in a dorm? In a dorm, the rule is halacha haloshem b'nei adam. Whenever a person takes a neder in whatever language, so you have to figure out, based on the language of the neder, what's included, what's not included. So whatever loshem b'nei adam is, that determines what's included. The Gemara has many, many Mishnayos, quite a few, a big chunk of the dorm, middle of the dorm, is about boring details about Loshem Yodim, what's included, what's not included. So the Meiri repeats 50 times, and every Gemara he writes that this Maskanos HaGemara, what's included, what's not included, is Ba'osa Mokam of Ba'osa Zman. In the days of the Tanoim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way they spoke, that's included. Doesn't necessarily apply today, because we speak Hebrew. Every language develops over the years, and the meaning of words changes over the years. It can have different meanings. So even on Shulchan Aruch, they quote all the maskanas when they come up. But the Miri says in every single din there, is bosa mokam and bosa zman. So you have to determine what's included based on loshem b'yod. So the Mishnah has a shaila. A fellow takes a ned that he will not eat potato chips the whole month of Adar. And he knows that it's shanim u'beres. So when he says Adar, he didn't say Adar Rishon, didn't say Adar Sheni. Which one did he mean? So it's a machlokes hatanaim and loshem b'yod, whether he means Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. How do you paskin? So it's a machlokes rishonim, how to paskin. Tais is there on the daf in the Dorm quotes. Rabbi Tam's daughter got married in Hashanah Buberis, and when they filled out the ksuba, that was the shaila. So if you write other rishon and other rishon, you write other sheni, there's no shaila. It's clear. But if you write other stam, so when do you write other stam? Which is other stam? Is it other rishon or other sheni? So how you fill out a ksuba depends on loshem b'yodim. Like in the Dorm, halachah loshem b'yodim. So there's a Gemara in the Dorim, on Daf Pei. It's earlier in the Masechta also, but the famous Ran is on Daf Pei. The Ran quotes the Balei HaTosfos on that Gemara, that all minhogim, a minig hayochid, is binding mitam neder. Even though a mikra din and neder, you need nefesh ha-sheivate, l'chol ha-sheivate bisfasayim, l'or l'haytim, in Parshas Vayikra, you have to pronounce the neder or the shvuah with your lips. Some Mishanim say it's only needed by Shua Neder. You don't need Levata Bisasam. We don't hold like that. We hold, because that pasuk by Levata Bisasam only says by Shua, never says by Neder. So there's that Tosis on the first Mishnah in the Dorm says we don't accept that opinion. There's room, Tosis brings a Raya, there's room to argue with the Raya, but we accept the opinion of Shulchan Aruch that both by Neder and by Shua, you need Levata Bisasam. But there are exceptions to the rule where Neder is binding Merat Torah, even without Levat to Bisasayim. Hegdish, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a, but that's in Shavuos Dav Chavov. So the Gemara quotes a Levat to Bisasayim, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Dibre Ayomim, Kol Nadiv Lei Voilas Heviu, whoever had pledged in his heart to bring a Korban Oila, brought the Korban by Sheni, period. They brought the Korban. So you see that Hegdish is Chal Balev. And then the Gemara has Truma, but actually Lecham Trumascha, and Truma is in Talos Machshava. So these are the two exceptions to the rule. And Tzedakah, we pass on that, Tzedakah is Dinah Kehegdish, Tzedakah is also Chad B'Lev. So Min HaTorah, it's only Hegdish, and Tzedakah are the two in the Dorim that are Chad B'Lev. And the Rabbanan, they said that any Midas Chassidus, any Minik Toiv is binding with the Rabbanan, just like a Neder for Hegdish and Zdokas Chamen Ator Balev. So the Rabbanan Nani Minitav is binding Mitam Deder. So Binadorm Haloch HaChaloshim Adiodam. So if a person, let's say, starts to fast on a yahrzeit of a parent, and the yahrzeit was in Chodesh Adar, then it comes to Shana Ashayla, whether Shana Pshut or Shana Muveris. So they say, Binadorm Haloch HaChaloshim Adiodam. All Minhagim are binding with the Rabbanan. Mitam Neder, the Gemara says it's Bal Yachem Mid Rabban. So the Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the Machlokes Atanaim in the Mishnah in the Dorm, and the Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab in the Ramah, if a person has Yortzeit in Chodesh Ador, should he observe the Yortzeit? Should he say Kaddish or the Rishon or the Sheni, or should he fast on the Rishon or the Sheni? It has to do with Minig, it's all totally a Minig. So Minidorim, and a Minig is Bani Mitam Neder, it's a Neder, Haloch, 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 so you have to figure out which is the other stump. That's the Mechaber and the Ramah. Then the Ramah says, and more correct is that you should observe both days, Oder Rishon and Oder Shein. Why is more correct? So Poshe Pshat in the Ramah is, he knows there are two opinions in the Mishnah, he knows opinions in the Rishonim, how we paskin, Beloshim and Yodim, whether you mean Oder Stam is Oder Rishon or Oder Shein. So the Ramah recommends you be choshish for the both sheet. So the Bi'ur Agva there says no. When he says you should observe Yahrzeit both months, it's not Petoros Sofik, it's Petoros Vadai. Why Petoros Vadai? See, the Gra, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this Gra. The Gra says because the Gemara had a machloikis, whether you should observe Purim, machloikis hatanoim. Should you observe Purim in Oder Rishon? Because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, I walked into the, I drive past the first farm. I should do Ktziris Haim in the first farm that I bump into. I shouldn't keep on going. I walk into the room, the first lulav I bump into, I should use. I shouldn't go further. So the first Purim that I bump into was in Oder Rishon. So that's on the one hand. The other Tana says, no, Misma Gula Lugula Difon. So you see, both Tanoim hold that both months are Purim. There are 4 days of Purim this year. The only question is, when do you fulfill the mitzvah? But they agree that all 4 days are Purim. Why? Because the both months are Oder. So the Gra holds that it's Mi'ikar Adin. So you have to add on. What do you mean, Mi'ikar Adin? Mi'ikar Adin, you mechuyev to fast. Since when you mechuyev to fast? So the answer is yeah. The later Achronim explain this. Later Achronim explain. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Taniyos that the mitzvah says, Menatar Lizukul Ariyah called Tzor Shetov Al Atzibur. Whenever there's a Tzorah, Tzorah Atzibur, Chisav Mechama B'Yartzachem. So mitzvah min haTorah lizikul ariya to blow chatzoitzris and to daven very seriously to say special tefillas. That's min haTorah. Then he says a medibrei soifrim is to fast as well. So whenever the yochid has a tzara, so it's an eis tzara. When there's a tzara satzibur, Muhammad bears a tzara satzibur. So then it's a chiyuv min haTorah. When there's a tzara sayochid, a private person has a problem. So that's some midrabbanan. So we assume that the day of a yahrzeit is a yom hadin. The two verses, either yom hadin for the nifter, minatari, they took his life on that day, so it was a yom hadin for him, or it's a yom hadin for the whole family, they lost their dear relative, so we're afraid maybe that day is a yom hadin every year. Maybe every year that day is a yom hadin either for the nifter or for the family, and the yom hadin is an eis tzara. So that's why there's an inyan to fast, and since both Oder Rishon and Oder Sheni have a din of Oder, that's why all the 4 days are Purim. Purim is Yudalet or Tezvav in Chodesh Ador, so we assume that both Alpi din. Forget about Loshem and Yodom. And nothing, the Vilna Gaon says, the last line in the Ramah and Hilchas Tainius, that you should fast both Oder Rishon and Oder Sheni, is not because it's a Sveik of the Dina, but Loshem and Yodom, it's Betoris Vadai. So he's assuming that both months al pidin are called Oder, and both are Yudalet Oder, and Yudalet Oder may be the Yom Adin, so that's why he's supposed to fast on both months. It's a big chiddush. The Chumash has a din. See, we said before, the chiyuv of Netilas Lulav, you see from that Rashi in Sukkah, the chiyuv of Netilas Lulav is Chalva to Kedushas Hayam. Kedushas Hayam begins Leil Sukkah, not in the morning. Even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah Balayla, the Kedushas Hayom begins Balayla, and it's Mechayiv you to fulfill. It's possible to have a Mechayiv now, and the Chiyuv is Chal later. You have a Mechayiv now, Avur La'achazman. What about Mikra Megillah? So the Gemara says, Paras ben yom and mikri paras, and mukav ben yom and mukav. Let's say I live all the time in Yerushalayim, and just for 1 week I'm going to be in Tel Aviv, the week of Purim. I live all the time in Tel Aviv, 1 week I'm going to be in Yerushalayim. So even though my permanent residence is in the other city, but if I'm here just a couple of days, I have to lay in the Megillah according to where I am. So when do you determine this? So there are different opinions. So there's a long Mishnah Berurah, and he said, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon HaRambam, and it's the question, what in the world did the Rambam say? It's very unclear. So he gives you his version of what it says. Chazon Ish has a different version. The Chazon Ish is famous. He says it depends where you are the morning of Yudalid and the morning of Tezvav. It's possible, let's say, if I'll be the morning Alos HaShachar, the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. The Mishnah never says a word about Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. So Rishonim asks, how come? It only says Megillah Bayom. So Rav Soloveitchik is like the answer of the Rav Shlomo LaVilna in Binyan Shlomo. He has a Chiddush, he says, Kriyas HaMegillah, Leil Purim is instituted Bizman HaMaroyim. Bizman HaTanoim, it didn't exist. The earliest source is Dalet Amar Aleph and Megillah. HaMaroyim say like that. That's why the Mishnah doesn't have it. Days of the Tanoim, it didn't exist. So he was fond of saying over this, if I'm not mistaken, the Nitziv has this in his commentary on Chumash, as the Hakdama to Chumash Mos, that the Loshan Gemara Chayav Adam Likras is a Megillah Balayla Ula Shanosa Bayom. What do you mean Ula Shanosa Bayom? So the Gemara says the Amoraim weren't sure what that Loshan meant. Some of them thought Ula Shanosa means to learn Torah Shabbal Peh, to learn the Mishnayos. And then they found out, no, it just means to repeat the Megillah. You should lay in the Megillah Balayla and read again by Yom. So what is that all about? Rav Soloveitchik, he wouldn't say it b'shem the Netziv, but I'm pretty sure this is what the Netziv says in the Hakdamah to Chumash Mos. The Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was instituted. In Yiddish, there's an expression, the year is very long and the memory is very short. So we don't remember all the details from the Mikra Megillah from last year. So like when you look at a Gemara, you haven't seen it in a long time. So you go over the Gemara once, you make a leinen. Then when you go over the Gemara a second time, so you'll understand it much better. When you do the second learning. So that's why it says, Chayvan liksam begila b'layla shanos bayom. We want the takonas amaroyim was that the kriya bayom should be the second kriya. So you'll understand it better. So he used to say a mashal. He used to give exaggerated mashalim all the time. He said his grandfather, Rab Chaim, used to make up very exaggerated mashalim. He used to give a mashal. The wife cuts off her arm and the husband puts the get into the get that was detached from her arm. Funny cases he would make up in Hilchas Gittin. He'd make up mashalim. So he would give a mashal. A person reads the Megillah Balayla and he drops dead. He never hears the Megillah Bayom. So he claimed he wasn't yotze anything. The takana kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was to see to it to enable that the kriya Bayom should be the second kriya. The Divrei Kabbalah, they were only mistaking Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Tosfos has that lotion. We say Shachyanu in the morning, I would just did the Mikra Megillah Balayla. The Tosfos, a different explanation why. Others don't say Shachyanu in the morning. By the Sfardim, they don't say. But Ashkenazim, follow the Balayla, Tosfos, you say Shachyanu Bayom. Why? So Tosfos says, because the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. What do you mean Iker Kriyas HaMegillah? So there are different suggestions. Rav Soloveitchik liked the Rav Shlomo LaVilna's. It really earlier than him, it doesn't really say. Rav Soloveitchik used to claim that Shagasari writes like that. He doesn't have it in his commentary on Megillah. He almost says it, but he doesn't. One says it, Rav Shlomo LaVilna has an Ibn Yishlem. So the takona of the Amoraim was that the Kriya Bayam should be the second Kriya. So if the fellow that reads the Megillah Balayla, he dies before he ever read the Megillah Balayla. He wasn't mekayim anything. The whole kiyum of Mikra Megillah Balayla is to see to it that the Kriya Bayayim should be the second Kriya. So he thought that the Chiyuv doesn't begin Balayla. By Sukkot to say the Kedusha Sayyam is mechayiv in Lulav, even though he can't shake the Lulav Balayla, but the Kedusha Sayyam begins Beleil Sukkot. Over here, the day was picked originally by Haman. And by Goyim, the din is halal halach arhayom. By Jews, it's hayom halach arhalaylo. The Shabbos and Yom Tov, all holidays begin by Yerev Ayberke, begin by Laila, from sundown to sundown. But because Haman was the one who picked the Purim, so the, by him it was going to be a holiday of wiping out the Jewish people. So it was going to begin by Yom. So when it's Hayom HaShenepach, Miyogon L'Simcha, Me'eva L'Yom Tov, so the Chiyah begins in the morning. So the Chazon Ish is of the opinion, if you are in Tel Aviv, the morning of Yud Dalet, you're mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs. You're in Yerushalayim on Tezvav, you're mechuyev to observe all the mitzvahs twice. You're mechuyev both days. And if you plan to be in Yerushalayim, if you're going to be in Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav, you, even though Leil Tezvav, you're not in Yerushalayim, you're in Tel Aviv, but you know in advance that's what you're going to be tomorrow morning, then you better read the Megillah on Leil Tezvav, so that the Kriya on Tezvav will be the Kriya Shnia. And if you plan to be in Tel Aviv the morning of Yud Dalet, and you're going to become mechuyev to read, even though you're not there Leil Yud Dalet, but you're going to be there in the morning, so then you better lay in the Megillah the night before, even though there's no mechayev at night. The mechayev is going to be tomorrow morning.
If I'm not going to be there in the morning, but I'll be there, I don't know, sometime in the day, because we say Kalayim Kasha Kriyas Megillah, so is there still a mechayev to read it by night according to the Chazon Ish?
No.
Only
depends on the Tchilas HaMechayev. Tchilas HaMechayev is Alos HaShachar. So the Chazon Ish writes, if you'll be in Yerushalayim the morning of Yud Dalet in Tel Aviv the morning of Tezvav, you're not mechuyev at all. And if you'll be in Tel Aviv on the morning of Yud Dalet, Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav, you're mechuyev to do all the mitzvahs on both. They say that Nechama Leibowitz, his brother, Yishai Leibowitz, he was known as a character. So they say that he didn't think it was nice that the Jews should celebrate the victory over our enemies, that they're dying. So he would be in Yerushalayim the morning of Yud Dalet, and the morning of Tezvav he would be in Tel Aviv, and he wouldn't celebrate Purim. It wasn't mechuyev. Others say it's not true, but they say it about him. They don't say it about other people. He was a colorful character. He always did things differently. So that's according to the Chazon Ish. Alos HaShachar of Yud Dalet is mechayev if you're in Tel Aviv, and Alos HaShach HaTezvav is Machayev if you're in Yerushalayim. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Alos HaShach HaRav Yud Dalet is Koveya if you're in, wherever you are, like we said, Sukkos. Sukkos HaYontov for 7 days through Hashanah Rabba. So the Machayev of Netilas Lulav, even though you can't do the mitzvah until the morning, the Machayev is the Tzeis HaKachavim Alel Laila HaRishon of Sukkos. See, you have 2 days Purim in a row, Yud Dalet Tezvav, let's say about the Sheni. And then, if you're in Yerushalayim, you have to read the Megillah on Tezvav. You're in Tel Aviv, you read on Yud Dalet. But the Koveya is, where are you on the morning of Yud Dalet? So if you are in Yerushalayim the morning of Yud Dalet, that's Koveya, even though Tezvav, you're not going to be in Yerushalayim. Wherever you are the morning of Yud Dalet, that's the beginning of this Yantiv. This Yantav is a Goyishi Yantav. It starts by Yom. It doesn't start by Laila. But it's 2 days in a row, and it starts the Alos HaShachar, the first day. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That it should depend, not like the Chazon Ish, and not like the Mishnah Berurah. Chazon Ish doesn't agree with the Mishnah Berurah either. The Rambam is very unclear. So the Mishnah Berurah says he's going to present what the Magen Mishnah, and the Kes Mishnah say Pshat in the Rambam. But the Rambam is so unclear, he can say differently. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Where you are the morning of Yud Dalet, if you're in Yerushalayim, the morning of Yud Dalet, even though you're not going to be in Yerushalayim on Tezvav, but the morning of Yud Dalet, Yerushalayim, that's clear that you are a Ben Yerushalayim, and you have to read on Tezvav, even though you're not going to be in Yerushalayim. You're going to be the only one. You're going to be in Tel Aviv on Tezvav, but wherever you are, the morning of Yud Dalet. So this whole Chiddush is all based on the assumption that the Yontav of Purim is Yud Dalet Tezvav of Ador, and both months al Pidin are Ador. And Lashon Meryodim is the question, if you say, Oda Stam, what did you mean? But forget about Lashon Meryodim, al Pidin, both of them are Ador. That's the question, is that true? The Chumash says, HaChodes Alachem Rosh Chodoshim, that there's no such thing as names of the months. Tishrei, Cheshvin, Nisan, Yosef, no such thing. There's a Chodesh HaRishon and a Chodesh HaSheni. Usually there's a Chodesh HaShnei Moser, and that's it. If you have Shana Beberes, you have a Chodesh HaShlosha Moser. After the Golus Bavel, The Ramban Achumish on that pasuk Achodes Alachem and Parshas Boy quotes the Yerushalmi Shmos Chadoshim Helu Imohami Bavel. When they came back from Golus Bavel, they introduced the names of the months. So the Rambam has a list of Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. So one of the Ikori Hamuna is Zos Hatar Losi Muchlef is the laws of the Torah never change. So there was one of the Sfardish Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Albo. He used to have a student in Yeshiva by the name of Rabbi Yosef Albo. He got smicha. I think his son is a student now of the smicha. So Rabbi Yosef Albo wrote a Sefer Hikarim. So he disagrees, but he doesn't think there are 13 Hikarim. He thinks that basically there are three, Malchus, Chayin, and Shofers, and you combine a lot of them together, and he doesn't like this Sefer. Zos HaTorah Lo Sin Mochlef, the laws of the Torah never change. He brings a Raya. Shmos Chadosh Mehali Mohem Ibovel. Some of the Maskilim claim, you see that the Jews were always picking up things from the society and introducing it into the religion. Baharaya, like assimilation. So they picked the Shmos Chadoshim, they introduced it. Tammuz is the name of Avodah Zarah. Elul means Elul, Avodah Zarah. So some of them were Goyish, a lot of Goyish names. I remember years ago, I once had to go to the shoemaker over here on St. Nicholas. So he had a calendar. I don't know what the nationality he belongs to. He didn't speak English well, but he had Tammuz and Elul on his calendar. He didn't have Tishrei, he didn't have all the other months, but some of our months he had there. Didn't have January, February. So the Maskilim claim that Shmos Chadosh Mehalimayim Bavel is a simon of assimilation. The Jews were always picking up things from the Gaim. So the Ramban Chumash says that's not correct. The Chachamim, when they came back from Golus Bavel, felt that this is part of the din. Why is HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadoshim? Because Nisim was the Chodesh HaGeulah. That's when Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. So they felt after the Golus Bavel, included in the din of HaChodesh HaZalachem is, we should introduce the Geulah from the Golus Bavel into the Luach as well. That's what they introduced, Shmos Chadoshim. So the Rabbi Yosef Albatayin is, how can the Rambam say that none of the din and the Torah change? We change the whole din. We don't call, when you write a ksubi, you write a ged, you don't write Chodesh HaShneim Asar. You don't write a Chodesh Achar Asar and Chodesh Shvat. Write Chodesh Shvat. So you see that we changed the whole din. So that's a question. We really changed the din deraisa, that the 10th of Tishrei is Yom Kippur? Oh no, the 10th of the Chodesh HaShvi is Yom Kippur. For all dinim deraisa, the old system is still in place. Whatever Takanas Chachamim were made, any dinim derabban that were introduced after the Shiva Tzion from Golus Bavel, so that they made based on the new system that they superimposed on top of the old system. Did they change the old system? It's a major change, b'nat Torah, or is it only make-believe change, b'nat Rabban? They added on Zecher to the Gula from Golus Bavel. So if the Vilna Gaon is assuming that fasting both days is really Medina, b'toras vada, not b'toras sofik, you have to add on a little bit to the Birag. It doesn't explain it. So that's what the later Achrayim say. The reason for fasting on a Yartzeit is because we feel that it's a Yom HaDin, either for the Niftar or for the family. The Niftar died, or the family was punished, their relative was taken away. And maybe now it's again a Yom HaDin, so you have to fast. So you're assuming that in the Bezen Shalmaila, they recognize this. That Dinim Deraisa, not just Mikra Megillah, Dinim Derabbanan. They changing things on the level of Deraisa, Mamish. So that's the Taina of Rabbi Yosef Albo. But that's the question, is that really the case? Maybe he's not right. Maybe they added on, they superimposed the new system of the Shmos Chadoshim to make a Zecher to the Gula of Megillas Bavel, but the old system is still in place. When you get to all Dinim Deraisa, there's no such thing as the Chodesh of names of the months. Maybe it's only the numbers of the months. So that's a Shaila. Atkan is from Rav Soloveitchik. So now there's a question like this. Let's say in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, before they came back from Golus Bavel, so there was no such thing as Ador, Shvat, Ador, Nisan. There were no Shmos Chadoshim. There were only numbers of the months. So let's say a child was born in Shanamu Beres, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was born. In Yiddish folklore, they say a famous kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he died on Zayin Adar. How did he have time to make all the Esamakas and the Kriya of Siamsev, Marmon HaSinai? They say it must have been a Shanamu Beres. He had a month. It's a Yiddish folklore. So the question is, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar Sheni, let's say. Someone was born on Zayin Adar Sheni. And it's going to become Bar Mitzvah. And it's going to become Bar Mitzvah in Ashana Pshuta. There is no Adar. There was no Adar Sheni by anybody. He was born, let's say, Zayin, the Chodesh Hashnei Masar. Let's say he was born in Ashana Muberes. He was born Zayin, the Chodesh Hashlosha Asar. Then 13 years later, there is no Chodesh Hashlosha Asar. So what's the din? All the boys who were born in Ashana Muberes in Chodesh Hashlosha Asar, before Golus Bavel, they become Bar Mitzvah in Ashana Pshuta. So there is no Chodesh Hashlosha Asar. So when did they become Bar Mitzvah? So the Pashtus is before they changed the Luach, before Shmos Kadosh Me'alimayim Bavel, they all become Bar Mitzvah Amish Chodesh Nissen. I'll be Pashtus. Why? Because a Bar Mitzvah, a boy becomes a Mitzvah, you give Lashana V'yay Mechot. What does it mean, Yay Mechot? So many misunderstand. The Mishlei HaMelech points this out. Rabbi Leitcher used to say this over, laughing, he was always joking. People make a mistake, they think Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, he became Bar Mitzvah 13 years later, on Ches Adar, one day later. He said, no, that's not correct. He was born on Zayin Adar, so 13 years later, on Vav Adar, that's the last day of the 13th year. 13 years later, on Zayin Adar, that's the first day of the 14th year. That's called Yud Gimel Shana V'Yay Mechad. Yay Mechad doesn't mean the day after the day of birth, it means the day of the birthday. That's the first day in the 14th year. So if the kid was born in Ashana Muberes on Zayin Chodesh HaShlosha Osar, because by mitzvah in a year there is no Chodesh HaShlosha Osar. So when is the first day of the 14th year? So probably when you get to the Chodesh HaRisha. There's no Chodesh HaShnei Masar. He was born the Chodesh HaShlosha Osar. When you get to the Chodesh HaRishon, so that's already the first day in the next year. So the Chore, before Golus Bavel, before they introduced the Shmos Chedoshim, whoever was born in the Chodesh HaIbur becomes Bar Mitzvah, and in Shana Pshuta, all those children become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So the question is, what about Bizman Azeh that they changed it, and they have names for the months? So does that affect the change on the level of the Raisa? No, you have the two current systems. For all dinim, for all intents and purposes on the level of the Raisa, it depends on the numbers of the month. Achodesh Nemasa, Achodesh HaShlosha Asa. For dinim derabanan, you say Purim was introduced after they came back, at the time they came back from Golus Bavel. So that was introduced based on Shmos Chadoshim. So there you can say both months al pidin are Ador, and all 4 days are Purim. The only din is, which of the 4 days are you going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah? But all 4 days are Purim. So that's only when you get to Dinam Darabban, but for all Dinam Daraisa, you have to still figure out the Cheshbon based on the old system, the numbers of the month. So this can have ramifications. Okay. This was one of Rav Soloveitchik's favorite topics to talk about. This year, there are 4 days Purim. And all 4 days are also the Hesper B'Tainas. Only like there are 7 days of Pesach. And when you have the Seder, Dafke the first night, Rosh Hashanah is 24 hours, but you can only blow the shofar by yon. Sukkot is a 7 day yontif, and the mitzvah Netilas Lulam HaTorah is only the first day, Lekach Lechem Yom Rishon. So here also, there are really 4 days of Purim, which are 2 days in a regular year. Which of the 2 days, which of the 4 days do you fulfill the mitzvah? That's a discussion in the Tanaim. All 4 days are really Purim. That's less of Shavzeh Bazeh, V'Shavzeh Bazeh. Okay, we should all celebrate Purim.
According to the Ramban, he thinks that every time we have a Geula, we have Geula, so we take the names from Bavel. Does that mean that if this is the Chatzos Geula in Eretz Yisrael, that we should take some of January, February? Or?
Something. The Chacham should do something to make a Zecher into the Luach, yeah. When they established the Medina, so the quote from the Chazon Ish in his biography, the quote that he said, this is the end of the Golos, but it's not yet the Geula. He said the end of the Golos because the government in Israel is inviting all the Jews to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not like under the British they didn't allow Jews. They only allowed a very limited number of people. They're inviting everyone to come, so there's no more Golos. But it's not yet Geula. Geula means Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Gula means Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So when they'll build the third Beis Hamikdash, we'll have to incorporate something. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe.